Well, good morning, everybody. It's great to be with you guys. It's always humbling my heart that I can come and preach the gospel with you, with my family. And I am so thankful for all your love and gifts. You know, you have given me the support that you can we can celebrate Christmas. I have received all your gifts and love, and I am so thankful for all your thoughts and ideas. And may God bless you. And I am so thankful for the leadership of this church, and I pray that God bless you guys richly and you grow fastly in Jesus' name. And thank you for the praising group. May God bless them. Such a great worship they does. So I'm so thankful for the pastor has given me another opportunity that I can come and share the gospel with you. It's great. It always amazes me when I come and preach the gospel. It is always good news that we are sharing the love of Christ. We are all one body and our head is Jesus Christ. Amen. So today's sermon is the baptism of Jesus Christ. It's a great way to start a new era. It's a great way to start a new life. It's a great way to start a new year. We just started a new year. Happy New Year. So start with like Jesus started. He started with the baptism. You know, we always want this thing that I want to start like Jesus start. I want to act like Jesus act. I want to live like Jesus live. But when we're surrounded with all this sinful nature and with the sinful word, we all forget our things. And you know, the good news is God knows that we are not worthy. But one is, who is Jesus Christ. And that's why he is baptizing for you and for me in Jordan River. Let's start. In the Greek word used for baptism, in the Greek term, it used baptizo and baptisma. Baptizo is a threefold meaning, and baptizo is a verb. It means to dip, and it's rapidly, to dip rapidly, to immerse, to submerge. And the second one is to cleanse by dipping or submerging, to wash, to make clean with water, to wash once ourselves, bathe, to overwhelm. And then baptisma is a noun, means washing and sprinkling. You know, it's all work together, whatever we do when we come at this fountain and we present ourselves, we present our kids, and we say, this is the will of the Lord that we are going to fulfill. We will want to give our family in our God's hand because he is the one who is the originated of the family. Amen. So he brings us into that presence, and we thank God that in our Lutheran heritage, we have fountain right front of us that remind us it's time to baptize. It's time to reunion. It's time to restart. It's time to confess. It's time to come to the Lord. It's time to celebrate. So that is the baptism. The baptism of Jesus is twofold: to be baptized, verified by his Father. Why was Jesus baptized? That's the question when we are reading the scripture of Matthew chapter 3, Luke chapter 3, Mark chapter 1, and John chapter 1. All four gospels supported the baptism. Baptism in our Lutheran heritage, baptism is a sacrament, and it comes under the means of grace as we celebrate the feast of Thanksgiving and sharing the blood and the body of Jesus Christ. So why was Jesus baptized? There is a Trinity, the triune God, which we believe, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. How does it fit? So these are the questions should comes in our mind. How can we be well pleased? How can it will be well pleased in God's eyes? Because Jesus yet didn't die yet. So still, God the Father says, it is pleasing in my eyes. So what did Jesus do to be well pleasing to the Father? Are we well pleasing to our Heavenly Father? Is that question mark comes in our thoughts and in ideas? Have you think about that? That somebody is looking towards his sons and daughters and saying, I am pleased with that? Are we well pleased to our Heavenly Father? Let's watch. Baptism of Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter number 3, verse number 13 to 17. It was the fulfillment of the righteousness. And this is what Jesus did. He says, let it be. John was trying to stop him. But he says, we have to fulfill our God's will, the righteousness of, fulfill all the scriptures. So that should be, our will should be, that I want to fulfill my Heavenly Father's will. I want to fulfill the scriptures. I want to follow them. I want to follow the commandments. I want to follow Jesus. That's what it means. So number 2 is the confirmation. When we confess, it comes to the confirmation. God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, God the Son comes together and they confirm us. You are my son, you are my daughter, and I am well pleased you because you fulfill all my scriptures. So baptism identified John as a mankind. John, when you come to the John the Baptist, was the one who was appointed to be baptized at that time. And verification by God. You know, the next step is God took Jesus Christ into the wilderness. So, appearance of Jesus Christ all of a sudden. You know, John was preaching at the Jordan River before Jesus start his ministry. Jesus, being a God, waiting for his time. Why he is waiting? Because in the Old Testament, it is lawful that you have to become a 30 years old to start the ministry. So it was written in the book of Leviticus. It is also quoted in 2 Chronicles and the 1 Chronicle when David started putting together all the temple, and then he brought all the preachers and priests and Levites together that they can worship. And there you find that they were all 30 years old. And you know how many they are? 38,000 people are worshiping. They are serving in the temple. So, appearing of John, all of a sudden, Jesus appeared at the Jordan River. You know, Mark does not quote anything about the narratives of his birth. Mark did not quote about Mary and Joseph. Mark all started with the baptism of Jesus. He was on the point. He was right at that time. And he started that in the days when John was preaching the gospel. What is he preaching? He was preaching the confession. He was preaching the sin. You are a sinner. So you come and confess. So the baptism of John is the sinning. The baptism of John is to confess that you are a sinner. So what is that come into your mind? It should come in your mind that why did Jesus has to come at the Jordan River? Because he is a sinner. If you read your gospel, what it says to the Mary, it is a good news that God has chosen you. And now the Holy Spirit will going to come over you. And you will be conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. So he will be called the Holy Child of God, the Son of God. And you will going to name him Jesus Christ. So what should come in my mind? Why did Jesus came to the Jordan River to be baptized? He is not a sinner. He doesn't need any kind because he said, nobody can put a finger on me. Even Herod said that, even Pilate said that I didn't find anything wrong with this Jesus. Nobody find any sin. But what is the point that he was coming at the Jordan River? You know what is the point? Because offering himself to Israel, the king of Jews, he has to offer himself. That is a state of offering. That is a state of putting yourself in the ministry, starting your ministry. Revealing the Father, seen me, seen the Father, John 1:18. Make the way of salvation known. He is the Savior, Luke. And Mark says that he is our Savior. He is the servant. So these are the things that brought him into it. So what is the plan of God? This is the plan of his Father. That's what he was fulfilling. That's what he came to the Jordan River. That's what he is starting his ministry. That point that he can fulfill all the will of his dad. So what is that the fulfill is? Seek and save the lost. And the book of Luke, chapter number 19, verse number 10 says, for the Son of Man, look, for the Son of, he didn't say that I am the Holy One. He says, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Only the human nature or mankind will be saved through another mankind, because the book of Hebrews from chapter number 4 to chapter number 9, it says the bulls and the sheep and the oxen, the blood of them were not acceptable. It won't give you the approach that you can go into the presence of God. Only once in a year the priest goes into the presence of God and bring all the blood of sheep and goats into the presence of. But nobody did that. Only Jesus Christ referred himself for the Son of Man. For the Son of Man comes 50 times in four Gospels. The Son of Man comes 50 times, and 50th is the day of the Jubilee. 50th of the day is the day of Pentecost. 50th of the day that the Holy Spirit came on the apostles. Remember in book of Acts chapter number 2. Give us his life as a ransom. Mark chapter 10 verse number 45. For he, the Son of Man, came not to be served, but to serve. Give and to give his life as a ransom for many. So that is the purpose that Jesus has to come and start his ministry. That is the purpose that he came into the world, to save us, to save many, to save all the world. And that's what John the Baptist says. This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And death and the resurrection, Romans 6, 23. For the wages of the sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. Life in Christ Jesus our Lord is the gift. We have received that gift. We have not earned it. It's a gift that given by God through Jesus Christ, that we can have a life, eternal life. So that is whole plan of God the Father. To be baptized by John. Why he has to be baptized by John? Because John is the one who came before Jesus Christ. If you go to your Bible and look at the last book of the Old Testament, it says Malachi. And if you go to the last chapter, verse number 4 and 5 of that, it's the shortest chapter of the Old Testament. And then it says that the spirit of the Elijah will going to come, and it will going to preach the good news, and it will going to bring Father and the Son together, and Son into the Fathership. So what it means, it will going to reconcile us. It will going to give us, and it will become a dwelling place, us, that we can all come together. And then it's end with the destructions. So remember that it ends. And then you find a white page between the book of Malachi and the book of Matthew. And it is 400 period of silence. Nobody has heard anything from heavens. Only Mary has heard by the Gabriel. Only Elizabeth and the high priest was there has heard from the angel. Nobody has seen heaven open since 400 years ago. So only authorized person was John. John was authorized by God. So Jesus need his authorization as a mankind, because he became incarnated. That's what we celebrate few weeks ago, the incarnation of Jesus Christ. He became fully a man, and that's what he called the Son of Man. So Son of Man has to come to a man that he can give his authority, to ordain him, to authorize him. So authority comes from manhood, and then that is a John. So John gave him authority, and the power comes from heaven. So at the same time when he was baptized, he received the power and authority from heaven and from mankind. So that's why it says he has to identify John. So John tried to stop him. If you go to the Matthew chapter number 3, he's tried to stop his ministry. Why? Because he says, I am not worthy to open your shoes or carry your shoes. I am here to receive a baptism from you. Don't you think that we come to Jesus, that Jesus can give us the baptism? John has the same thought. He says, John, please don't stop me. This is the time that we're going to fulfill. Read Matthew chapter 3 verse 15 to 17. It says that we are here to fulfill Father's will, and let it be. So John said, okay, if it is the will of the God the Father, then let's do it together. So that's why Jesus said, let's go and proclaim the gospel. And he said too. So John and Jesus came together. And Matthew 18, it says, when you come together in agreement, when you gather both one and two, with one and two agreement, when you come together, whatever you ask to my Heavenly Father, he will going to give you. So what happened? They come into the agreement and heaven opened and the Spirit of the Lord moves. And that's what in 2 Corinthians 4, 5 says, not to preach ourselves. It's not John. You don't have to look at on your own self what I have to do, what we have to do. We have to preach the gospel. We have to preach the cross. We have to preach Jesus Christ. We have to do what Jesus says to do. We don't have to bring our thoughts. That's what we confess in our thoughts, in our mind. That's what we have to give our thoughts and mind to Jesus Christ that we can present Jesus. So Jesus as a Lord, us, we are as a servant. We should oblige. We should serve him as a servant. So we are not here for ourselves to do, but to repent. You know, we are here to repent. And we have to preach the gospel of repentance. What did the Great Commission said? Go and preach the gospel to the end of the earth. And that's what Mark chapter number 16, verse number 15 to 16. Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. So in Matthew chapter number 28, if you go there, you're going to find a great commission. Go and preach the gospel to all the nation and baptize them in the name of Father, in the name of Son, and in the name of Holy Spirit. So why would Jesus be baptized? Number one condition is identify with John, approval of his ministry. Identify with mankind. Because mankind shows the sin nature in us. We are born in sin. That's what we have to come into that. And Jesus is incarnated. Identify manhood, mankind, that we can put sin on Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, he knew no sin, but God made him sin for us. In Isaiah chapter number 53, it's all the messianic chapter, and it all says that he took away our sin. He bore our iniquities. He took our transgressions, and he gave his life as a ransom for us. And then in 1 Peter 3:18, he says, just for injustice. We are unjust before, but he gave us a justice. That's become a justification. So being of beginning of ministry, number 3 point, why he has to baptize? He has to begin his ministry. Picture of coming death and resurrection. That's what it says, that it is the coming of his death. That's what he was surrendering. That's what he was came into the world. So, the verification of Jesus Christ by Father, triune God, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as we have read in the gospel, that he went under the water, and as he came up, the heaven was opened. It was ripped off. The Greek word that used over there, it says that the heavens was ripped open, and Jesus, and the God the Father came unto Jesus, and the Holy Spirit came as a dove. Holy Spirit is not a dove, remember that. It's just as a bodily form, because Holy Spirit is a gentle spirit. So when the dove landed, it's landed as a gentleness. And if you read in the Gospel of John, Jesus, the Holy Spirit came fully mired on it. It's not that it is unlimited. It is unlimited, everything on him. All the Holy Spirit, all the knowledge, all the philosophy, all the power is in that, included in Jesus Christ. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit. He was ready with the Holy Spirit to start his ministry. And when you go into the book of Romans chapter number very first and verse number 4 says that Holy Spirit raised him up from the death. So remember, folks, remember, church, if we are not filled with the Holy Spirit, if we're not filled with the fire, then we are not resurrected when we died. Only the Holy Spirit will going to come and it will raise you up. Remember that. So Jesus was raised by the Holy Spirit with the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Isaiah chapter number 11 already predict that in Old Testament. Isaiah chapter number 11 verse 2 says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon him. So Isaiah already predict that when the heavens will open, the Spirit of the Lord will going to set on Jesus Christ. The full mayor of Holy Spirit will be on him. And then the Son of God is the title of the Messiah, the King. Isaiah chapter number 42 verse number 1 says that my soul will be pleased. And that's what Jesus was hearing, that voice. The heavens were open. The Spirit came down. Holy Spirit came down as a dove. And God the Father says, this is my Son. With him I well pleased. So when you studied about Jesus Christ, who is Jesus? So for by him all things were created. Remember in Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, there was what? In the beginning, God created heavens and earth. And the second verse says, the Holy Spirit was what? Moving, hovering over the waters. And the third verse says, God spoke the word. Remember the word? The word logos in Greek came like Jesus. The word came incarnated and become a flesh and took the body and became man. And that's what it says in John chapter 1 verse number 14. The word became flesh and we have seen his glory, and we have seen glory and glory of God. Amen. So all things were created. Colossians, when Paul write to the Colossian church, he says all things are created through Jesus, because he says Jesus is the word and all things are created through him. The birth, it already said in Isaiah chapter number 7, verse number 14. The virgin shall be conceived and bear a son. Remember, virgin never conceived. But this is the miraculous thing happened, that virgin conceived and have a baby. And his name was called Jesus Christ. The ministry of Jesus, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 4:17. John the Baptist began his ministry. And he says, repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus did the same thing. He says, repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's what the first place we lost with our forefathers. In the book of Genesis chapter number first, God gave the dominion. Dominion mean the kingdom, the power, the relation. That's what we lost when we sin against that. And that's what he came to restore us with the repentance. When we repent, we come into his kingdom. So resurrection, we were buried therefore with him by baptism into death. Romans 6:4 says we are buried. When we come into the baptism of Jesus Christ, we are buried with him. And then we will going to live with him. Then we are resurrected with him. And then it is a gift. The free gift of God is eternal life. Romans 6:23. It is not we have earned anything. It is already done by Jesus Christ. It has already given us a victory. What an awesome God we have. What an awesome Jesus we have. What a Savior we have. He's our Redeemer. He's our rescue. He's our rock. He's our shadow. He's our Heavenly Father. And he has given us his own Son to eat, to drink, and take part into, and become with him, and reconcile with him. And he comes and says, come, my children. Come, my son, my daughter. Receive that blessing. And that is what the gift of eternal life is. Baptism is a plan of salvation. Father came up with the plan, sent the Son carried out the plan, came to die and restore what we have lost. Holy Spirit revealed the plan. If you go into the book of Acts, it's all the revelation that was coming through the power of Holy Spirit. You know, the first time Peter preached, how many people came into the repentance? 3,000. And remember, Peter and all other disciples were so busy at the same day. 3,000 are getting baptized. They are getting baptized. Remember that. So only one person can preach, and all the nation come together, and all the revival can come together. So that is the Holy Spirit revealing the plan. Still, Holy Spirit is giving us a plan. Still, Holy Spirit giving us the revelation that come and preach the gospel. Go to the nation. Go to your neighbors. Go to all around and see if anybody needs repentance. Tell them there is only one way. There is no shortcut. This is the only way. Jesus said, I am the only way that you can enter into the kingdom of God. So these are the applications that we should apply in ourselves. What is, let us stand, understand why Jesus was baptized. Baptism, identify with John and sinful man. It is our nature that God understands us. He said, by virtue of your nature, I understand you. David said in his Psalms, I knew that I was born in sin. I was come into this world, into the sinful world. But you are my Lord. You are my Savior. David wrote Psalm 22nd, Psalm 23, Psalm 2nd. These are the Messiah. Psalms, if you go and study that deep down, Jesus is our shepherd. And if you go into the Psalm number 24, who is that king who is coming? Let's glorify, let's open the door, let's welcome the king. This is a time, folks, that we have to welcome our king, welcome our Lord, welcome our Savior, welcome our Jesus Christ into our life, into our homes. Let's open your doors, let open yourself to others who haven't heard this name, who haven't known about this name. We have to go and preach the gospel to all the nation, to all our friends and neighbors, and tell them there is only way, and that is the Jesus Christ. He is the bread of life. He is the living water. He is my shepherd. He is my rock. He is my rescue, and in him I take all that he has given me as a gift, and gift of eternal life. There is no other way. If you go to all other nations, they have no other way. They pray 5 times. They don't have that eternal life gift. Only the church has it. Only the church has it. And the church has to go and proclaim that. Come to us and receive these blessings. And that's what it means. Come to be substitute. We have to be substitute like Jesus did. For us, we have to do for all the nations. We have to tell them, oh, come. We have a good news for you. Here is it. It's Jesus Christ. Muhammad didn't say that I have eternal life. Only Bible says it's Jesus who says I have eternal life. I am the way. I am the rescue one. I am the eternal life. I am the everlasting. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am what I am. So let us live our life well-pleasing to our God, using our gifts and talents for the glory of God. Let's all come together and let's look at Jesus. Let's look at Christ. Let's look at the cross, what he did. Don't do sit and thinking about he comes. Yes, he will going to come. But when you surrender yourself, it's time to surrender yourself. It's time, as Jesus surrendered, to fulfill all Father's will. It's time to fulfill his will. Let's come to Father, God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, God the Son. Let's come together and let's say him, I am here to give my life. I am here to give all the glory, because you are worthy for all the glory and grace. Folks, have a good morning and have a good week ahead. God bless you.